Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of the Odd Couple for year 2022. That's right. It's a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker along with Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rob, as we end the year here,
yes.
I am shocked, totally shocked, that you are not ringing in the new year at some comedy club.
I should be. I know. I just kind of flamed out. I should be doing it. It would be great. I'm going to get on stage again this coming year, definitely. I did it 3 times this year. And the one in Detroit, man, was great. You know, all my family and friends.
Right.
And the first one at the Comedy Store was Comedy Store was great in Hollywood. And I did another one in Santa Monica. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it again. It was a lot of fun, and I got some new jokes. I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm gonna say, speaking of jokes. Okay.
Oh wow.
No, and I mean by this, there's a story on ESPN.com. And the headline, Alan, are you ready for this? Seriously.
Go ahead.
The headline on the story is, does Jim Harbaugh have anything left to prove at Michigan? Hello? Is this on?
Did I miss a championship somewhere?
Did we miss a championship that he won at Michigan? This is like a story of they're letting him off the hook that he can't win the national championship. Why?
If you're telling me that all that matters is beating Ohio State and Michigan State, then yeah, okay, I guess he's done it. If that's the case, if that's how you're measuring everything, sure.
He didn't win a Super Bowl with the 49ers, right? He went.
No.
I'm just asking, why are people letting Jim Harbaugh off the hook? You're all the way here. Alan, why not kick the door and beat TCU and then win the championship? Why are people making excuses already? Like, well, you know, the people at Michigan are happy. Is it because of the people at Michigan? And I don't understand this. You know, I worked there for 20 years. Alan worked in Detroit. How many years you worked
18.
There?
18.
18 years. We worked there for a long time. And I don't understand why the people in Ann Arbor, when it comes to football, are so, like, so soft and not demanding to want to win nationally. They have a statue of Bo Schembechler. Bo Schembechler and I have one thing in common. We both never won a national championship. You hear me? Allen, when they were winning all those Big Ten titles, it was Michigan, right? And yes. Ohio State.
Yes.
They weren't beating up. There was only those two schools. What? You know that they love Bo Schembechler like he's won a national championship. Well, and the one that they won in 97 was a mythical shared.
Right.
They haven't won a national championship since the Louisiana Purchase.
Well, I will give Bo Schembechler this. He produced, much like Bobby Knight, he produced quality men when they went out into the world. He produced quality football players.
Stop. Sports is about – sports has a short menu, Allen. Wins and losses. There's nothing else on the menu. Why are people giving Jim Harbaugh a break? Why aren't they holding him? You got this far. You went last year. You got humiliated in college football playoffs. Am I right?
That can't happen again.
Against Georgia.
That can't happen again. You got to, I mean.
They're not going to beat TCU. They better. What's the spread in that game?
Here's the thing for that game to me. TCU can lose that game. TCU can't get blown out, in my opinion, because that's a bad statement for this whole bowl picture expanding kind of thing.
Right, because then you go, and all we've had, Allen, to be honest, is nothing but blowouts for the most part. Like that's with four teams. Wait till you open it up to 12.
Right. But Michigan absolutely cannot lose that game, in my opinion, tomorrow. Cannot lose. It is on them, the pressure. You have to win that game tomorrow. And it'd be nice if you did it in convincing fashion.
I'm with you. I just don't understand why people think Jim Harbaugh is a done deal.
But he lost
the
prove.
He Come lost on. The first five games to Ohio State. Do you remember that? Does everybody not because he's won the last two?
And the time he beat Ohio State a couple of years ago saved his job, no question about it.
Oh yeah, remember he took a pay cut.
Yeah.
He tried to put his name of some NFL job. Nobody was interested in Jim Harbaugh. Even the Lions wouldn't interview him. If that was a couple years ago, they would have jumped at the chance to hire him. Am I right?
Yeah, but I don't understand this whole thing that he has nothing left to prove. Okay, you've won the Big Ten championship. Okay, granted, okay, you've done that. So what's next? We're going to win it again? We're going to win it again? We're going to win it? No, you start to set your sights at that point in time to be a little higher. We need to take that next step. There is no good reason, at least in Michigan fans' minds, that Michigan can't be on the same level as Alabama.
But they have convinced themselves that they just want to be relevant. It's like one of the weakest fan bases from that standpoint, that they don't hold those guys accountable, that they want to win. Why shouldn't Michigan want to win a national championship? Forget about the helmet. Forget about the 106,000 people. Why shouldn't you win?
Right.
Why?
Right. And it's going to get tougher in a couple of years once USC and UCLA join the Big Ten, because there's no question why why USC made the hire that they did. He's there to win championships.
Right. They're not just wanting to be in the mix again. They want to win a national championship, and I can't, for the life of me, you know, my whole time there, I could never understand why they were just happy with selling out the stadium, winning 10 games a year. Yeah. Maybe winning a bowl game, maybe not, and some of the embarrassing losses we've seen by Michigan and by Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying he hadn't done anything the last 2 years. Okay, he finally got there, but why now? I just don't even understand the whole premise of the story of he has nothing to prove. Really?
Yeah, but you know you haven't lived if you're a Michigan fan if you haven't taken a selfie in the Big House.
Oh yeah, well that's a big part of life in Ann Arbor. But I think he has plenty to prove, and winning can Jim Harbaugh win one championship? Like one? He didn't win in the NFL, and these big games have not been good to him.
Yeah, you can't continue to let teams like Alabama, Clemson, Georgia now just consistently be in the national championship game and sort of end the discussion for everybody else. You have to make that next step up. And I get the fact that it's hard to get rid of coaches. It all depends on, again, what your program is all about. And I'll say this again. If beating Ohio State and Michigan State and winning the Big Ten championship every year is your level of success, then be happy with that and celebrate that. That's it. But at a school, I imagine at Alabama, fans are probably not having a good holiday because they're not in the national championship picture. There are other schools that's their achievement level. We want to be in the national championship game. So Michigan has to take that next step forward if you want to be in that conversation consistently.
100%. You have to. Michigan attracts players from all over the country. They have a storied franchise despite not winning the big ones, right? Like we said, what was that, 97 with Nebraska? They shared it.
Yeah.
That's the only one they have, which is unbelievable when you think about the history of that program and the Bo Schembechler and all the other stuff. But I just like the idea that he's a made man. Who could write that he has nothing? It should be Jim Harbaugh needs to finish the job, right?
Internally right now, if I'm a Michigan fan, I want nothing more than to get another crack at Georgia. That, to me, is where I would sit right now. Like, I want to play Georgia.
Because they embarrassed you last year.
That's the team I would beat. Getting past TCU
If he does that and wins, and then he decides, okay, I'm going to go back to the pros and I'm done. I got the job done.
Yeah.
The job isn't done. Like, if people think that he came back and just made them relevant, didn't he come back to win a championship? That's your alma mater, right? You played for Bo. He has all that. He was a quarterback for Michigan.
Yep.
Captain comeback. I got all that.
Yep.
But didn't you come back to deliver that championship, and then you could ride off in the sunset?
Yeah. I wouldn't even feel good if I had to play Ohio State again. I'd be like, all right, I blew them out. What Ohio State fun is that for me?
It's even questionable that they got rewarded to go to the – right?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Well, what are you going to do at that point in time, though? USC probably didn't deserve
no,
to be
because of that,
four,
right?
Anyway,
no.
But, you know, the defense was horrible
all year, but that was bad. I don't know. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. 877-996-6369 on this Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Really, I want you to chime in. Lock in. Jim Harbaugh, he has nothing to prove at Michigan. What am I missing? Somebody help me. Why aren't people holding him accountable and saying, it's time for Jim Harbaugh to win big? Stop with letting him off the hook. And he's done it. You know, is he the Lone Ranger? Our job is done here. You know, like, Tonto, let's get out of here. His job isn't done. He hasn't won anything. He hasn't won jack. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're talking about Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh. Somehow there's a story on ESPN.com saying, does Jim Harbaugh have anything else to prove? Yes, he does! How about winning a national championship? Why are people letting Jim Harbaugh off the hook? Michigan has won national championship in 1997, a mythical one at that, and it was shared. Yes, he has to win. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. All right, Alan, let's get to these people. I'm calling Michigan people out as well.
Oh, look at that. Mike from Las Vegas, you're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Mike, what do you think?
Hey, Rob and Chris, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good. Hey, listen, Rob, I miss you. I'm a native Detroiter. I catch you when I can here, but I miss you from being back home. So I appreciate you being on here.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm a lifelong Michigan guy with a lifelong bit of frustration that the candle or the mantle's never been high enough. The standard needs to be higher. You have to win national championships. I was a huge Bo fan. He didn't do anything. Lloyd won one, which was great, shared or not. But Jim Harbaugh needs to win. I'm sick of the standard, oh, this is good enough. No, it's not.
Thank you.
If you want to be competing with Alabama, and I hear it all the time out here in Vegas, you want to be Alabama, you want to be Clemson, you want to be that team from Ohio, than win a national championship and win a couple.
Because Ohio State has won. They've won a national championship. Right.
Exactly.
No doubt, Mike. Thanks for the call. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go to Rick. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rick is from Michigan, so this should be interesting.
Yes.
Take my call.
No doubt, Rick. How are you?
Living the dream.
Yes.
I agree 100% with you guys. Michigan needs to win. They need to win now. Harbaugh, I was excited when they hired him. I was like, finally, a guy that's going to get us over the hump. And he hasn't done anything. He saved his job by beating Ohio twice.
Yep.
That's not good enough anymore. Like, you need to win. You need to win now.
I'm just, Rick, I don't understand why people in Ann Arbor are just good with being relevant, and why shouldn't they want a taste of the national championship? Alabama wasn't good for a long time until Nick Saban showed up, right? And then all of a sudden they win a national championship. Ohio State has won national championships.
Oh, I agree. And it's not
looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Michigan fans want that too. My big thing is Harbaugh puts butts in the seats. He brings money into the school. He keeps the name in the headlines. And for the people in charge, that's good enough. They're making money with him there. they could care less if he wins or not, as long as that dollar keeps coming in. And that's not good enough for the fans. No, we want more. We deserve championships.
No doubt.
Michigan is a storied franchise. We deserve better.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Rick. Happy New Year. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go to Terrell from Fresno. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Terrell, what you got?
How you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt. How you?
I'm doing good. I'm a diehard Michigan fan myself. I do want to point out there was a – I can't remember the story, but it was a story with J.J. McCarthy, and he was saying how winning the national championship and beating Georgia is exactly what fueled this team to another undefeated season, beating Ohio State again. Let's not take away the importance of beating Ohio. They've been one of the top three programs, so beating them twice – it's still good, but you're absolutely right. It's time to go get a natty. But I want you to know, in the locker room, our leader, J.J. McCarthy, he said, since that game when we lost to Georgia last year, that's been a fuel for this entire season. We ready to go. We back. Let's go get this national championship.
Yeah, there it ought go. To be. It ought to be.
It should be, right? If you absolutely. Lose to TCU, I mean, people.
Right.
Oh, God, no. Thanks, Terrell. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
Sam from Agora Hills, California. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Sam, what's your take?
Yo, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Hope you're having a good end of the year.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much. I think they want to win, but I think maybe it's just taking the easy road. Hey, if they don't win, it's okay. Take the pressure off, and they're going to end up winning, I think, the whole thing.
You think they'll win the whole championship?
Yeah.
Okay, now if he does that and gets a job done, then he's done at Michigan. He could make a ride off in the sunset. I'm
exactly.
dead serious. Like, right?
In fact, I almost wouldn't want to come back and have to defend that.
I agree. Thanks for the call, Sam. That would be the greatest exit. You come back to your alma mater.
Yes.
You get them relevant. And you go through your struggles. You finally beat your rival, Ohio State, twice. You go undefeated. You win a national championship. You hold that. What's left? Now that is there's nothing else to prove at Michigan.
And of course, then you could sit there, though, and sort of do like, you know, your buddy is at Michigan State, ride out the hole to the sunset because now you've done it. And
right.
You just make a ton of money, low cost of living, and life is good, and you just, you know.
You mean like Tom Izzo?
That's what, yeah.
Who hasn't won since Moby Dick was a guppy. It's only been 20-something years, Alan, I'm just saying.
But you know.
That's a new joke, Rob.
Thank you, Alex.
You ride out the rest of your career. Michigan football coach, you beat Ohio State, you beat Michigan State.
Won a national championship.
You won a national championship.
Okay,
and you're
and you never pay for another drink in Ann Arbor.
Well, I'm probably not paying for one now.
Right, no doubt. All right, Jack. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. Jack from Maine, you're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got for us, Jack?
Oh, man, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Jack, man. We appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
Thank you. I love both y'all. But I love Jim Harbaugh. I think he's a player's coach.
That's fine, and I get it. But, Jack, don't they have to win? I'm just saying, why are people saying there's nothing to prove? Shouldn't Michigan be trying to win a national championship?
There should be something to prove, and Michigan should absolutely be in the running with the Georgia and the Alabama and all of them.
And that's my point. You need to take that next step to where every year you're in that discussion to win a national championship.
100%.
Exactly.
All right, Jack, we appreciate you. One last one, Alan.
Armando from Riverside, California. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Happy holidays to you.
You guys, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, Harbaugh, you know, in my opinion, I agree. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he did a hell of a job in the NFL, and I think he was getting a lot of offers out there. But as far as him being a Pete Carroll, a Nick Saban,
right?
Putting his stand, you know, he hasn't done jack.
Those guys all won. You can say whatever you want, right? They all won.
That's correct. They won, and they had to win. I mean, the alumni. They, you know, you had to do it. They, you know, SC, They don't put up with that, and neither does, you know, Alabama, Notre Dame, and colleges like that.
Right. If they want to be on that level, they should want to win. And Michigan, you're talking about 1997, mm-hmm. Alan. I mean, that's a long time.
Well, let me ask you this: if UCLA would have dominated USC in football for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and there was a time they did with Donahue and all that. I mean, SC alumni, and I don't get the Michigan, you know, they wouldn't have just tolerated any Robinson or somebody coming in there and just winning the Pac-12.
No.
That's not enough.
And that's the whole thing. Yeah. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Past several years, sure. USC was coaching carousel.
Oh, yeah, because they couldn't get the right guy and everything, and they paid a price for it, but they're winning now.
And that's another thing I was talking about earlier, is that things are going to get tougher in the Big Ten once USC and UCLA get in there, because now you have really expanded the recruiting situation. And I'm telling you right now, if I'm a kid in the Midwest and UCLA or USC come calling and that nice weather and all the other things that it has to offer.
You could play there and still be in the Big Ten.
There you go.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And now hold on, we got football fans. Be sure to tune in to the Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning. Alex, I'm sorry, I never read this. 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern as we take you live all the way up to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by BetMGM. My favorite guy out in Vegas, no doubt about it. His name is Lamar Mitchell. He is the BetMGM Director of Trading. What's up, Lamar? How you doing? Say hi to Alan Lee.
Yeah, I can hear you. Happy New Year.
Same
Happy
to you.
New Year, no doubt. All right, let's get started here with the Cowboys got the win last night, Lamar, in Tennessee on a short week. Lamar, how does the short week factor into expectations for any one team when the betting line is created, like when somebody has a short week?
It's definitely factored into the short week and the injuries that are going for that game. So we have to look and see. Obviously, with Tennessee, we knew they were going to be resting a lot of their starters. So our initial open on the game was short. Once we found out Tennessee was resting to play for that last big game of the season, the Cowboy line jumped up, and we had the sharps on the Cowboys, of course.
But it was a push, right? What was your line? It was 14.
Right, we closed at 13.5.
What? So the sharps lost.
Well, not the ones that laid it up to the 14. So we had some guys that
looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone. Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You know, late 11.5, 12.5, those guys did win on that side. But the late money that came in that pushed it back down to 13.5, those guys, that they lost plus 14.
All right, Lamar, the Dolphins are heading up to New England as 2.5 road underdogs, with Miami having lost four straight. Does the betting public have any faith left in this team? And, I mean, Tua's not playing this week either.
You know, what's funny is ticket count on this game is actually even, so that's kind of surprising. But, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is a solid backup, and I think that's a reason why the betting public is solid betting on this game. The Sharps have taken both sides of this game. They've taken the plus three on the Dolphins, and they've laid the 1.5 on the Patriots when it first opened. So, Joes are even money on this, but the Sharps are both sides as well.
All right, the Chiefs take on the Broncos and are big home favorites at minus 12.5. When the line is double digits, do bettors tend to lean a particular way regardless of the teams? Like, or do they just automatically say, I want 12.5 points?
Usually they lay the points. You know, the public always bets the points, bets the favorites. In this situation, they're still Chiefs are slight 2-1 favorite, and I expect with more tickets coming in on New Year's Day, they'll probably jump to 3-1. But the Sharps are on the Broncos at plus 13.5.
All right. Now the Bucks are 3.5 favorites at home against the Panthers this weekend. The over-under is set at 40.5 as of today. What kind of action are you guys seeing on the over-under for this matchup, considering that both teams rank in the bottom half of the league in scoring-wise this season?
You know what's surprising about that? The no sharp play on this, and it's been pretty evenly bet from the Joes on here on the total here, which is surprising. Like you say, I mean, this is a big game for the Bucks and the Panthers here, but not a lot of money on this total. Although the sharps on the side of the Bucks minus a 3, but nothing on the total.
All right, the Packers have won 3 in a row, and they're 3-point home favorites against the Vikings, even after getting spanked by the Vikings in the previous matchup all the way back on week one. I don't know if we can really even think about that game. Does the must-win factor for Green Bay play in a part in this betting line?
You know, it's funny. We took a large six-figure bet on the Packers earlier this week at -3, -120. The Packers, as you know, have always been a public team, and right now the ticket count is about 2-1 in favor of the Packers. The Sharps, though, are on the side of the Vikings, which, you know, after what they did on week one, like you said, that was so long ago.
Right.
But the Sharps are on the side of the Vikings at plus that 3.
The Bills are -1 road favorites going into Cincinnati for Monday Night Football. Can't wait for this game. When a line is this low, does it entice more action or create an opposite effect for bettors?
You know, this is since this is the Monday night game standalone, we expect a lot of action to come the day of the game. But right now, just the ticket count on this is even. Surprisingly, with the fact that the Bills are minus one on the road, but everyone is in love with Joe Burrow and that Cincinnati offense and that Cincinnati defense that's been playing a little bit better. Bills have been kind of sporadic, but the public, even money or even ticket count on this, and the sharps have laid off this game, so that tells you the number is right in market, and that's the right number, Bills minus one.
All right, Rams and Chargers play at SoFi this Sunday in what essentially is a meaningless game for the Rams playoff-wise, but there's the crosstown matchup like this. Do you factor that in when you guys make a betting line of two teams that know each other?
Not really, but sometimes we do look at it. It's really difficult when the games are one side, it means something for them. And then, you know, the Chargers, although they're in the playoffs, possibly could move up in their slotting. The public is in the favor of the Chargers, 2-1. The Sharps have bet this total under. It was under 43, now 42, now it's at 41. But the Sharps are not on this side, either side. So this tells you this game so far, little interest in this crosstown rival right now.
All right, Lamar, the college football playoffs are this weekend. There are two semifinal matchups. What are the numbers like this weekend surrounding these two games for you guys? And is the NFL taking a backseat in any way in terms of the money coming from in from this weekend?
NFL is king, and just we know that the NFL is king. Obviously, these games are really, really good matchups. The money that's come in is obviously not the same as an NFL Sunday. You know, we'll get some, we expect some players have already reached out to us, high six-figure bets for these games. But a lot of times the players inquire about betting the six figures and they never show up. So we get a lot of high five-figure bets in these games. We haven't had any large six-figure bets on either one of these games at this time. But yeah, these matchups look outstanding. Georgia's a 4-1 ticket count favor of them. And Michigan, 2-1 ticket count in favor of the Wolverines.
Just 2-1, huh, against TCU, huh?
Yeah.
Are you surprised by that?
I'm actually surprised. I mean, the Sharps are on TCU at plus the 8.5. We're down to 7.5.
Wow.
That is kind of surprising. And the Sharps are definitely on Ohio State plus the 6.5 and plus the 7. We're at 6 right now. But, you know, Ohio State's a little bit more of a blue blood compared to TCU. So that's kind of surprising that the Sharps are on TCU, considering Michigan has been this is their second time in the playoff under Harbaugh.
Right. No doubt. He is Lamar Mitchell, one of the best in the business, BetMGM, Director of Trading. Lamar, Happy New Year to you and your family, my man. We appreciate you. You know that.
You too. You too. Happy New Year, fellas. You stay safe out there and enjoy the New Year's.
No doubt.
Appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, right here on The Odd Couple, it's the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. We will do that. Alan and I will pick some games, so you want to stick around for that. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
to make some cheddar going to 2023 in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday.
Is Alex DJing somewhere this weekend?
I know. I mean, he should be doing a party with everything he's doing.
Hey, for the right price, hit me up.
That's right. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And we do have a sad note to pass along. ABC News has reported that television icon Barbara Walters has died at age 93. And, Alan, you know, she was indeed a trailblazer.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Wasn't she the first woman on a Today Show?
I believe so.
Anchorwoman?
You know, but, wow, her interviews were, you know, she was known for making people cry and things like that. But she really was very personable, got people to open up about themselves, and just did amazing work for a long, long time.
And remember, she's the one who formed The View. She's the one who created The View and put all those women together. And she used to be on it early on when it first started. But Barbara, that was her idea and made her a lot of money. And she's definitely iconic. Like when you think about Barbara Walters, we haven't seen her in a few years,
yeah. I think she's been sort of ill the last, several years. Yeah. But, yeah, it's still a sad loss. Whenever it happens, it's just so sad. Even though you expect it and you know it's coming, it's never easy still.
All right. Hey, Ricky, can we squeeze in? Let's do it. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
Sure can.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. This is the Pigskin Pickoff Week 17. First game up. Dolphins are going to New England. The Patriots are a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Rob, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with the Dolphins and Teddy Bridgewater. They need a win. You know, like, I know they don't have Tua, but they're desperate. They've lost 4 in a row. They need a win. I'm going to have them win the game. Not only cover the 2.5, but, I mean, not only, you know, lose and cover, but I think that they'll win.
I almost have to ask what the weather's like up there.
Well, it's New England in December. Pretty bad.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with New England. All right. I'm going with the weather, and Belichick somehow pulls out some old magic or some old film, one of the two.
Yeah, old film, definitely. All right. Ricky.
Oh, the next game we got up, you guys, Broncos at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are home favorites in this one at 12.5 points. Alan, who you got?
Ooh, Denver's a mess, an absolute mess. And you don't know whether right now they're going to rally around the changes that have been made there. But nonetheless, I think the Chiefs are just going to get this. And 12.5 is a lot of points.
That's a lot of points, but it's 2 touchdowns. I'm sorry, I can't touch Denver. They're stinky. This is the one where you want to make back some of those losses. Just put the money down. Don't be afraid. I want to pick KC and put some loot down.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll take the Chiefs as well.
Yes.
Okay, for our third game, you guys, the 49ers are going to Vegas. The 49ers are favorites in this game, though. On the road, they are 9.5-point favorites.
Man.
Rob, who you got?
I'm going to go same thing. Jared Stidham and what's going on. And, you know, Devontae's not happy. Derek Carr's benched. There might be a lot of players unhappy. And maybe they want to show Josh McDaniels what a mistake this is. So I'm gonna give up the 9.5 points. I'm with the 49ers.
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy gets it done again with that, you know, with that all the talent that he has there, especially in the backfield. McCaffrey. I'm an easy win for the 49ers.
Okay, you guys, we got a battle for LA. The Rams are on the road in L.A. against the Chargers. The Chargers are a 6.5-point favorite. Alan, who you got?
This is a tough one because the Chargers have been playing. Well, they've been squeaking out games. But the Rams are starting to play pretty well.
Baker's not bad.
Yeah, Akers last week went off. I don't know what that was. I mean, did Eric Dickerson, like, consume his body or something last week? That was just nuts. But you know what? I'm actually going to take the Rams on this one. I think they're going to close the gap.
Let's bet some wings on this one, me and you. All right?
So you're going the other way.
I'm going with the Chargers. I think they finally, because you're right, they've been squeaking.
Yes.
This is one of those weeks. They can win by a touchdown. And 6.5, I could deal with that with one touchdown. All right.
Okay, Alan, as you told Lamar, you're really looking forward to this game. Monday night, the Bills are going to Cincinnati. The Bills are favorites on the road.
This
1 point.
Tough one.
Rob, who you got?
I'm going with Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I mean, they have... Remember, they lost their first 2 games,
yeah,
and they were 2-4 to start the season, and they've been rolling. I love the Bengals. I think they get it done.
This part of the season, I think you want to make a statement because the playoffs are just around the corner. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals, too. I think they want to send a message that we're ready to go back.
And you remember, they beat Kansas City 3 times in 1 calendar year. They beat the big boy. Any more?
That's it, you guys. 5 games.
All right. There we go. Alan Lee. Another stellar performance. And look. One of our listeners, Miss B.
Miss
right?
B.
Miss B, she sent a great little email about you. It says, "Hi, good show. Alan Lee has a nice, smooth, deep voice. Like it. He sounds like the Don Cornelius of sports radio." Look at that. I'm not making it up.
Wow.
You see that?
That's high praise.
Don Cornelius. Love, peace, and love, peace, and soul.
That's right.
We're talking about icons, but again, if you just joined us, we were talking about Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
who passed. Remember, they used to spoof her. She had some career. She had like a little bit of a speech impediment.
Which, you know,
Barbara Wall
endeared yourself to Saturday Night Live. And yes. That's when you kind of know you've made it.
You made it when they're imitating you.
Yes.
Gilda Radner did it and a few other people. But, yep, there it is. So, Alan, happy new year to you and your family.
Same to you, man. It's been a pleasure to be a part of the Fox Sports family this year, and hopefully that can continue in the next year. But,
yes.
I appreciate all the wonderful people here. Alex, love you, man. Alex has got me drinking spring water now.
I know. Like Ricky also, man. Great job, Ricky, Alex, and Steve DeSager. Happy new year, my friends, and happy new year to all the Odd Couple listeners. We appreciate you. The Jason Smith Show is next!
Stick and stay, America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.